Hello, wonderful viewers, and welcome to another episode of Cinema Scene here on Supreme Master Television. Today, we'd like to celebrate friendship in its many facets and forms by sharing with you three wonderful films that embody the spirit of true friendship: Summer of the Monkeys, Pete's Dragon, and Planet 51.
See you later, Annie.
Let the thief no longer steal, but rather let him labor, doing honest work with his hands so that he may be able to give to those in need.
Our first feature is the award-winning 1998 drama film entitled Summer of the Monkeys. Directed by Academy Award nominee Michael Anderson, Summer of the Monkeys is based on the novel of the same title by Wilson Rawls, with screenplay by Greg Taylor and Jim Strain. Set in the 1800s, the film follows 14-year-old country boy J. Barry Lee, who discovers four runaway chimpanzees. J. Barry, played by Corey Sevier, lives on a farm with his father, John Lee, played by Michael Onteen, mother Sarah, played by Leslie Hope, and younger sister Daisy, played by Katie Stewart. Daisy's leg is handicapped, and the family is trying to get her an operation. Thus, Jay is asked to help his dad at the farm. However, he wants to work at his grandfather's grocery store so he can earn the money needed to buy Annie, the pony that he longs to have. One day, while following Rowdy, his dog companion, Jay discovers four talented circus monkeys at the river bottoms. The intelligent monkeys, Henri, Antoinette, Jacques, and Dominique, had escaped from their group after the circus train was derailed. In the midst of the chaos, they were separated from their good human friend and trainer, Jobert, played by André Terrien. Later, Jay finds out there is a monetary reward for returning the four chimpanzees to the circus. Seeing this as his chance to fulfill his dream of getting a pony, the boy tries many ways to capture the monkeys, but he is always outsmarted by them, especially the leader, Henri. One day, Jay's parents have to go far away, and Jay and Rowdy go to the bottoms in yet another attempt to trap the monkeys. Not having been allowed to leave home due to her leg, Daisy decides this is her only opportunity to explore the places she has never been to before. She nearly falls off a cliff, but Jay comes to rescue. Meanwhile, the mischievous monkeys continue to pull antics that get him into trouble. As time goes on, Jay becomes fond of the monkeys, and rather than trying to capture them, he now finds himself trying to protect them from the town bullies. Touching and beautifully portrayed, Summer of the Monkeys is a meaningful and enjoyable family film on how four monkeys help a young, self-centered boy mature into a responsible young man who cares for others.
Come down the foot like a man, Henry.
Our next feature is the 1977 Walt Disney Productions film Pete's Dragon, directed by Don Chaffee with screenplay by Malcolm Marmolstein. Pete's Dragon is based on the story by Seton I. Miller and S.S. Field. The film is a live-action musical animation whose title character is a dragon named Elliot. The film opens in the early 20th century with 9-year-old orphan Pete, played by Sean Marshall, running away from his abusive foster family, the Gogans. Pete's only friend is Elliot, an adorable green and purple dragon, voiced by Charlie Callis. Elliot has the power of invisibility and helps Pete escape from the Gogans, who are determined to catch the boy. Pete and the dragon decide to visit a nearby village called Pasquamati.
I know what to say when I want direction. Don't turn away when I need protection.
Clumsy Elliot wreaks havoc in the town with his huge invisible body, prompting the locals to drive them away. Meanwhile, the old lighthouse keeper, Lampy, played by Mickey Rooney, stumbles onto Elliot, who mischievously makes himself visible to the shocked man. Lampy's daughter, Nora, played by Helen Reddy, discovers Pete hiding in a seaside cave, but of course cannot see the invisible Elliot. She brings Pete to stay with her family and takes good care of him. Pete finds out that Nora's fiancé, Paul, has been missing for over a year after his ship was reported lost in a storm at sea, but Nora still clings on to the hope that he will return one day. Pete promises to ask Elliot to help find Paul, and Nora, though believing that the dragon is his imaginary friend, kindly accepts his offer. Pete's talk about a dragon has spread through the community, and the townspeople label him as a source of misfortune. Pete's unpopularity garners unfair punishment at school, causing Elliot to accidentally reveal his existence. This news reaches the medicine showman Dr. Terminus, played by Jim Dale, and his assistant Hoagie, played by Red Buttons. The two become intent in claiming ownership over the dragon for profit. Meanwhile, the kind Nora and Lampy decide to adopt Pete permanently, much to the boy's delight. But the Gogans arrive in town to take the boy back, and Dr. Terminus and Hoagie enlist their assistance in capturing the dragon. Pete's Dragon conveys a heartwarming story about the strong bond between a boy and his loyal, helpful dragon friend, as well as the true meaning of family. Its fun soundtrack earned the film a Golden Globe nomination and 2 Academy Award nominations for Best Original Song by Al Kasha and Joel Hirshhorn's Candle on the Water, and for Original Song Score by Al Kasha, Joel Hirshhorn, and Erwin Kostel. For our final feature of the day, let us now venture to Planet 51, a world peacefully inhabited by green people whose society is similar to that of the 1950s in the U.S. Directed by Jorge Blanco, with co-directors Javier Abad and Marcos Martinez, Planet 51 is a 2009 Spanish-British animated film. The colorful movie tells a comedic story of what happens when a human astronaut lands on a distant planet. The story introduces us to Lem, voiced by Justin Long, a teenage boy living in the town of Glypforg, who has just landed a part-time job at the local planetarium. Beyond Planet 51, a mysterious spacecraft sends down a signal that reaches a robot probe named Rover, who behaves like a dog. Rover is being held along with other robotic satellites launched from Earth in Planet 51's secret base called Base 9. Rover escapes to find the astronaut aboard the spacecraft, sparking an investigation by the planetary army. The unassuming Lem is having a neighborhood party when the unknown spacecraft lands in the backyard. National Aeronautics and Space Administration, NASA, astronaut Chuck Baker, voiced by Dwayne Johnson, victoriously steps out of the ship to the bewilderment of local residents. Having thought he was to explore an uninhabited planet, he's shocked to see that Planet 51 is very much civilized. The frightened Chuck thus flees into the planetarium, just as the army arrives at the site, led by General Grawl, voiced by Gary Oldman. With the advice of Professor Kipple, voiced by John Cleese, General Grawl quarantines the area, blocking the ship with troops, as he warns citizens to be on alert lest the so-called alien invader turns them into zombies. Professor Kipple and General Grawl then lead the army to find Chuck so that they may conduct scientific research on him. Meanwhile, Lem finds Chuck at the planetarium. In their comical first encounter, the two realize they both speak the same language and have only peaceful intentions. Chuck explains that he must get back to his ship within the next 74 hours, or else it will go back to Earth without him. Thus begins a comedic adventure as Lem and Chuck attempt to dodge General Grawl and Professor Kipple and the misinformed citizens of Planet 51 to regain access to Chuck's spacecraft before it is too late. Along the way, they are also joined by the helpful Rover, Lem's best friend Skiff, and Neera, the girl that Lem secretly likes, voiced by Jessica Biel. With an amusing storyline, Planet 51 is a fun film that explores the wonders of the vast universe as well as conveys the importance of being open-minded. Summer of the Monkeys, Pete's Dragon, and Planet 51 are fantastic films for the whole family, depicting that the true spirit of friendship transcends all boundaries and appearances. Gracious viewers, it was a pleasure having you with us for today's cinema scene. Coming up next is Vegetarianism, the noble way of living after noteworthy news, here on Supreme Master Television. May you and your loved ones be blessed with ever more inner peace.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/CS.